Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Picking up my phone, it's hard enough to be, hard enough to see, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like this is never-ending, and I refuse to let it end me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, I wake up every morning and tell myself, good morning, gorgeous. Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous. Else can make me feel this way. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself, all the times that I wanted to be someone else, all the times that I should have been gentle with me, all the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate so intensely? Lord, help me.
I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
Good morning.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
How to Get Rich in the Hair Business by Keri Hines. When I think about this amazing book, I think back to when I was writing this book back in about 2013, maybe a little earlier. I had met with one of the graphic folks and one of the persons who was helping us to kind of get Hair Radio back on track. And I was focused on doing a live meetup event called the Legends, Working with the Legends event back then, honoring the Legends. And so I needed a book to kind of be the linchpin for the live hair event. And so here comes this fella to help me pull it together. His name's Anthony. And I did not do the cover at that time. I was not designing graphics. I had no interest in that at the time. And it was my job to write the book, and I had to pretty much get it done quickly so that it would be available when we launched our live Legends event honoring the legends of the hair industry in different fields. And so now, scan ahead, the book is celebrating about 10 years of being in release and has been a very critical part of a person, who is just looking to add funds to the bottom line. That's what the book was, the crux of the book, and certainly, how to get rich in the hair business. The title alone makes you aware that if that's what you're looking for, these are the steps that you need to take. And where it leads you to is no other place but to be successful. But again, this is How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And I'm honored to be working on a brand new follow-up book that will help you to take you beyond. So I'm super excited, and in honor of the 10th anniversary of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, we will re-release it along with a brand new edition. So lots more to come, and to stay tuned.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
believing yourself and depend on what you want. You're gonna make it happen, make it happen. And if you're getting on your knees at night and pray to the Lord, He's gonna make it happen, make it happen.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest who's joining us now for the very first time. She comes to us from the world of hair products distribution. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Millicent Davis. Good morning, Dr. Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hines.
Yes, and please call me Carrie.
Okay.
I think you must be the first person ever to call me Mr. Hines on the show.
Well, good morning, Carrie.
Thank you. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of tell everybody because I love what you're doing, okay? I love the website. I love everything. So let's start by telling everybody what's your connection to the hair industry.
Okay. So my family and I believed in legacy building, and one of our missions was to understand and follow what I call the FUBU philosophy, for us, by us, as it relates to Black hair care. And so, you know, we as Black people, we spend so much money on our hair that we fly distributors, wanted to tap into the industry as well as give back to our community. So we searched out and found BOPSA, and they're helping us break into the hair care industry.
Absolutely. Let me just remind everybody, most of the listeners know BOPSA.org, that stands for the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys know Sam, who kind of heads that up, and he's been on our show many times. And we are a member of BOPSA. I'm also raising my hand. We're also a member at Hair Radio BOPSA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
BOPSA.org, good stuff. Okay, and I love what you just said about legacy building. And you guys out there, their website is flydistributors.com. I just wanted to get that on out, which I love this. I always start all the interviews here at the Hair Radio Show. We talk a little bit about where you are, like where you based out of, what city, state, and is that, and how you got started in all of this. So please tell us a little bit of your background, Dr. Davis.
Okay. So we are in Williamstown, New Jersey.
Williamstown. Now, I don't know Jersey, but where exactly is that?
Williamstown is in South Jersey. We're 15 minutes from Philadelphia. And sometimes they call us Little Philly because a lot of Philadelphians come over to New Jersey and they they settled here. So, but I'm excited about being in South Jersey because we were a native of North Jersey first. And we have an office. I'm also a consultant. We have a small business consulting agency where we help for-profit and nonprofits get started in business. And so as a person who helps people get in business, we pray and sought out how to take the next step and go into the hair industry. And so that's where Fly Distributor was birthed. And Fly stands for Fresh Living Young. And,
I love it. It's
a philosophy that my son, who is part owner of this, came up with that proposes a state of mind. So a fresh living young is a state of mind. Whatever fresh living young means to you, that's what it is. And we want to portray that in our business where we sell the products and the services. We want to help you feel fresh living young, whether you're 18 or 80. We just want to be able to help you look fresh living young. And so that's why we called our business Fly Distributors.
Awesome.
And I know you and I can relate to back in the day that was a thing, being fly.
Oh, yeah. I swear to you, as you were saying that, I was really thinking back. I was like, oh, my. Fly, I used to love that. And that definitely, I seem to remember that because I'm also from North Jersey. I graduated out of Scott in East Orange, New Jersey, back a long time ago. But I think so Fly was big for us and still is.
Yes.
And I love that you guys have given it meaning. Your son's given it great meaning. What's this? What is this person? We got to shout him out on the show.
His name is Eugene Davis, and he is our millennial. He is,
did you say Eugene Davis?
Yes.
We have a Eugene Davis on our show. He's one of our all of our fans know Eugene Davis' name, so that's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, he's going to get a kick out of it. Awesome.
Yes.
So you have a Eugene Davis who is part owner
Eugene
and Fly
Davis.
Distributed. Yes.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
That is so amazing. What? How coincidental is that? That's
very coincidental.
Wow. Well, I tell you, this is a big thing. And what I also love, I think you guys have to be probably one of the only mother-son duos I think we've had on our show that I can recall who are really doing a business together. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. And let me just bring everybody up to speed. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie Hines. Now, I have with me today, you talk about entrepreneurship. It doesn't get any better than this. We're chatting with Dr. Millicent Davis. Now, I love that she has her own business with her son. Of course, they're the proprietors of Fly Distributors. Their website is flydistributors.com. So that has an S on the end of that word, distributors. So please make sure flydistributors.com. So I'm loving this, that your business is all about, as well, like your background, in helping other folks to get started in the hair business or any business, I think, for your business consultant, business that you guys have. So listen, I'm excited. So what are some of the steps? Let's start there. What do you tell folks, even in general, on business things that they need to do to get started? See, we probably will never let you go on the show because you're a perfect fit for what people tune into our Hair Radio Morning Show for or what it's all about. So what are some of the steps that you think you can worth sharing?
Well, I'm a publicist, and I wrote a quick read book named Being a Visionary, Going After Your Vision. And in it, I discuss the challenges of going after, I discuss the challenges of going after my vision and the steps to overcome the obstacles that are going to happen when you're, going after a vision. Because, as you know, vision means eyes, that if you have a vision, you don't see it. You're walking by faith. If you can see it, it's not a vision. So you have to use SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented. So and starting the business Fly Distributors, where we sell Hugo braiding hair and products for blacks, by blacks, they're made for, you know, the FUBU method, for us, by us. We started going after our vision. And then I also teach for Rutgers University and Rowan College here in New Jersey. And that's my give back, my mission for giving back and educating kids. And it's exciting to teach future entrepreneurs and CEOs and CFOs and COOs. So I get excited when I do that. And it's challenging as well, but it does excite me. But I feel like this is what I've been ordained to do.
Exactly. So, well, listen, it definitely sounds that way to me. Now, I love this whole product line, Hugo Girl, and I have to shout out, this is just fantastic that you guys are getting this out there to everybody.
Yes.
Because it's a complete line. And when I say a complete line, it's a complete line, you go girl. And this is so now how is that spelled out there? It's the letter U, G-O-G-I-R-L. I just want to make that very clear. It's not Y-O-U.
Yes.
It's the letter
Y.
U.
Exactly.
And very colorful. Yeah, awesome products. You guys are just going to love it. So please, you can get all of this. They've got hair and a whole bunch of things. You go, girl.
Yes.
It's just amazing. At flydistributors.com. So, again, it's flydistributors.com with an S. And, again, through BOPSA, the members of BOPSA, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, so it's BOPSA.org. You guys know we're going to have Sam here very soon to bring us up to speed on what he's working on. And all his projects. He's always got 50 things going like we do here at Hair Radio. I want to talk a little bit more. I love, again, that you are, you know, you're really helping to shape young minds out there through education. But entrepreneurship. So where did this emanate from? You know, who were you influenced by, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. So. Who were some of the folks who influenced you?
My parents influenced me.
Mm.
They, although, you know, my mom always worked for someone, but early on she taught me to work for, you know, to work for myself, to be an entrepreneur. She ingrained it in me, and I started with selling jewelry I made.
Really? Handmade?
Yes. Handmade.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I knew I always wanted to work for myself. So even when I spent 30 years in procurement working for government entities, but even then I had started the KMD business consulting business, and I hired someone to, you know, answer the phone and do the things I couldn't do while I was working. And I funded the business from what, you know, when I was working. And when I could retire in 2015, that's when we, you know, went full speed ahead with our business. So that's how I got into entrepreneurship. And my mom brought a property in Michigan that me and my husband brought from her and my dad. And we had started, that's where we kind of started with the vacation rental business. And so we took some proceeds from that to go into the hair business. My mom always had some hair on her head, and she, you know, she just loved hair. So that's why we kind of picked that as well, because we wanted to honor her in her business. She's no longer with us. Yes.
I understand. Sorry to hear. I totally,
You
know, I love everything that you are talking about tonight, you know, tonight in the morning. And it's just been amazing to me, because to hear that you paying tribute to your mom To me, yes, I love that because that it just reminds me of my own journey. And I say, you know, every single day, I'm so grateful. And the same types of things pouring into, you know, as a youngster, pouring into you about being an entrepreneur, same thing.
Yes.
And I really don't hear of it too often.
Yes.
I just don't. You don't hear of these stories like that. So I think this is incredible. I didn't know we had so much in common, Dr. Phillips and David.
Yes. Great minds.
So,
think alike.
Great. I love it. Absolutely. So now what do you tell? You know, you deal with a lot of young people who are in school and all of that. So what do you tell folks who, you know, we were very lucky. We've been introduced to being entrepreneurs. But many folks, like I said, have not. So when folks come up to you and they're so amazed at what you've accomplished and what you're doing, what do you say, Dr. Davis?
I tell them they can do it as well. And I tell you, you know, what's going on in the world today kind of pushes people into entrepreneurship. They want to, you know, they want to take the risk. They want to work for themselves. And I encourage it. And, you know, we do a, they have to start a business in my class. And they, you know, they have to do a PowerPoint presentation at the end. That's their final grade. So it makes them think and it makes them, you know, and some of them take that project and carry on with it. And I encourage them. And I, you know, I tell them even though they're out of the class, they can, you know, call on me. And, you know, they everybody leaves with my card when they leave the class. So it's very important that to me that we, you know, get some entrepreneurs. And even if they want to go work for someone else, that they're the best CEO, CFO, COO, or even administrative assistant, whatever they want to be, they can be.
I love
whatever.
It. Whatever. And I have to bring this home because, you know, I've always come across folks who say, yes, they want to be entrepreneurs and they don't want to work for anyone else. But I know along the way, most times you have to, especially in our community, where we often have to fund ourselves. You know, so we have to have those jobs and things to help make that happen, especially if your dream is really important to you. But I've got to say, in my journey, I've had to work for other folks, and I have absolutely enjoyed it. You know, so it, you know, it was great for me. Well, most of the companies, and this is really the truth, allowed me to develop my own positions. So I've always, so it's been like I was an entrepreneur working for other companies. So I was always kind of satisfied, so to speak. Of course, nothing equals running your own business or owning your own business. So I love that, and I love your whole story. So what's next for you? What's next for you, Dr. Davis?
So once we get the distributorship up and going, our next venture is to open up an actual brick-and-mortar hair supply store, which we're going to call, after my mom, Ella's Hair Supply. And I hope you'll have us back when we do that. But that's our next venture. That's our next venture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're not going to wait all that long because I really appreciate the information about entrepreneurship, especially at the top of this interview this morning, because what you're saying rings so true. And I can tell that. So we need to have you back often to inspire and motivate everybody and to literally help to create that roadmap. And so, so Dr. Millicent Davis, again, has been our guest this morning on the Radio Morning Show. She runs this incredible Fly Distributors. The website, again, is Fly Distributors, with an S on the end, that's flydistributors.com. So along with her son, Eugene. So just incredible. And we're just so honored. And as you can hear, an entrepreneurial expert, if you will. You really are. I can hear it. So I love it.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Good going. So we'll have you back, yes, as you said, very soon. So, again, but just to remind everybody, you, like Uniform, so that's You Go Girl. This is this incredible new product line. You'll find, and I love the site because you have everything there. So, again, go to flydistributors.com for complete details on all of that. And yes. Anybody else that you want to shout out to this morning, Dr. Davis, before we let
you
go?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I just want to shout out to my clients, my husband, Kevin Davis, my grandkids.
Our employees, our family,
our Fly Distributor family and our Candy family.
We echo all of that. We support all of your efforts out there, guys. All right. Thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you. You've got it.
All right. Keep it right here, folks. We've got a lot more to get through this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you, Dr. Davis. Great job.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammie Love, kid entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
children.
That's
11-year-old author Cammie Love and her book, Cammie's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds. Cammie's Spa Party.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right, we're back live. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we are taking a look at resolutions. And I've asked Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart to give us a hand. Mary, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Carrie.
Yes, hello. Great to have you. Now, listen, I want to jump right on in. This is something that, you know, this time of the year, shall we say, everybody's talking about resolution. But many of us don't know how it began. We don't know why we make them. We don't know why we break them. And yet we do it every year. So, Mary, what can you tell us about resolutions?
Oh, I am so glad you asked. I know some stuff here. So,
all right.
The history. It's not even a new thing. They've traced a celebration back like 4,000 years ago to ancient Babylon. And they
ancient
had
Babylon.
Babylon, 4,000 plus.
Wow.
So they had a celebration it was like 12 days. And but the thing is, it was in March. So that's when they planted crops. March. They planted crops. They had, you know, celebration, just party, party, party. They crowned their new king, all kinds of good stuff, right? And it went that way. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Spring is the start of so many things, right? But yes, Julius Caesar and his Roman Empire and his taking of things, right? He's the one that switched the calendar.
Right.
He switched everything.
For July, I think I heard.
Well, he switched it to January.
Oh, January.
It was like 46 BC. Yes.
Wow.
So all that celebration and new life and all that stuff that was, he switched the calendar and the day that we celebrate. And instead of it being like the 12 days,
right?
One day. And so that's when that was when one big switch happened, right?
Wow.
But fast forward a whole lot of years and a lot of religious stuff, and around 1740, one of the clergymen of whatever religion, they decided that it was a time to think about all the bad things that you did. Instead of celebrating anything, it was like time to reflect and think about bad stuff that you did and search for atonement. So, you know, there's a lot of religions that have watch night services, right? You familiar with any of those?
Heard of that. Yes. Right. Yes.
So the watch night services that we have, that kind of took on some of those beliefs, right? So you're not participating in this party celebration stuff that the secular people do. And so that's another way that they started making resolutions for the next year. So you think about the past naughty things that you did, right? And you make resolutions for the next year to do better. So that's where we are right now. Yeah.
So that has remained.
Yeah, it is definitely a thing. And so right now, instead of making making pacts to, you know, society at large, they say that about 45% of people make pacts to themselves or resolutions for themselves or promises for themselves. Guess how many percentage are really kept, though, Carrie?
I'm going to say it's a minus zero. I'll say half. We'll say folks really make an honest attempt. And let me, I'll say generally I'm believing half the folks keep it. If I look at my own personal, measurement of success over the years, I'll tell you, mine would be below zero.
Wow, that's funny. Well, there's still room, my son. No
kidding. Thank you, Mary.
They say that about 8% of the people who make resolutions.
8%? That's basically nobody. I'm sorry, folks. That's like 92% of the folks do not. I thought I felt kind of badly saying that, but basically nobody. But why, so Mary Ree Johnson, then why does this tradition, exist or continue? What do you say to that? Why does
it
continue?
I think it got bastardized way back. Yeah, it got bastardized. So when you change the date of something, you know, spring, we know generically spring still comes, spring's still here. That's replanting, that's growing, that's all the positivity and upbuilding.
Yes.
So when some group decided, well, I don't control that, so I'm going to switch it. And he put it in the wrong spot, right? He put it in the dead of winter just for control. So he bastardized it from right there. He chose the matrix. Right? And so that is not how it's supposed to be. It's just even contrary to nature. So then they took it and they bastardized it yet again. Back to religion. And I love me some, Jesus and whatnot. I didn't put the sun in the sky. But in any case, whatever you believe, when they took it and they, instead of making it a positive, uplifting, building, growing thing, like you know, with the earth and how it works, they said, well, we're going to say this is bad, you know, and you're going to think about all the naughty things that you've done and whatever. So they twisted it. And so with all these twists and turns, then of course it's against your nature, right? And the other thing that we did, we made it about, instead of community and the earth and all the positive things that are there and taking, you know, feeding into that, we fed the negative mind.
We turned it inward,
and
right?
So the resolutions that we're making now are about ourselves. And so that's not even how it's supposed to be. So I think if, you know, knowing these things, we can turn it around. And maybe 8% of the people already know, and that's why we even have the 8%. But it's been twisted and turned and bastardized, and we lost the true meaning. And
wow.
So that's why we're not successful. But we can get back on
track.
Well,
you know what?
Everybody can get back on track.
Exactly, and that's what I love about this. And that's what we're going to do, is take steps to get to inform you how you can get these resolutions back on track. But I'd like to lead off with Mary Reed Johnson. First of all, great job, and thank you so much on the background of resolutions and why we make them. What I'm leading to are some of our resolutions, because no matter how much the challenge is, we still make them. Whether we vocalize that we've made them to our friends, which I usually do to, you know, hold myself accountable, and I'm sure you guys do this out there as well. So I have about five that I make, and we tend, as you just reported, Mary, we tend to make several, all of us make this, you know, maybe one or two are the same, but I think maybe more than that. Okay, so I think all of us make, you know, let's take it from number five for me. I would say that my big thing that I have added would be personal relationships. So I've been hoping that I'll be able to grow closer to family, to friends, to my amazing fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, to my Facebook followers, to our co-hosts and wonderful folks, colleagues here on radio. So that's one of my big, big things. And then, of course, that's my number five. But Mary, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, in light of that, I have one on my list, and it's you already have a wide audience and a wide group of people. So whatever people have, I'm encouraging them, as far as to make the world a better place next year, is to widen your circle of people. Add five people to your life who are different than
Oh, well, hold it, Mary. Hold that. Those are great. I'm loving that. So I'm going to give you my five, and then, yes, give us some of your wonderful things that we can overall do to look to improve our lives. So my number five was personal relationships, okay? My number four, clean up my social media. That's my resolution for 2022, so that you guys out there know for this year, for this wonderful celebration time. So that's my big thing, social media cleanup. What's third on my list is make mo' money. I call it the three M's. Make mo' money. And that means a focus on finance. Yes, looking to see some of the things that I did great during the year, and looking ahead at some of the things that I plan to do following this amazing time in our lives, as we all know.
Yeah.
And number two on my amazing list, you're going to be surprised about this, but it is, like everybody else, eat better. Eat better, which means taking a look at some of my dietary concerns, some of the ways that, you know, I'm, you know, not looking, eating more vegetables, bad dietary habits, casting them to the side, and looking to improve my vegetarian intake, more natural foods and less processed foods, if at all, and that kind of, you know, in that kind of vein. And would you like to know the number one, my number one resolution for this wonderful season? Do you, would you like to know what that is, Mary? You guys
know.
Out there can pretty much guess. Health. You want to take better care of your health. So I guess number two kind of feeds into that, literally. But yes, I want to kind of exercise, right? I want to exercise on a daily basis, at least three times a week. So not to overdo it, because I think going back to what you said, Mary, when you aim too high, it becomes too much of a challenge. So you're less inclined to keep that. And if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you don't get back on. So if you, my belief is if you fall off the wagon, you pretend like you didn't, and then you just keep right on going.
Wow.
So that's my big number. That's my five, big resolutions. Now, what about you, Mary Reed Johnson?
Well, we're all
you have five for yourself?
Places. Yeah, basically to make the world a better place this year. Number one, I encourage everybody to read the book of Proverbs because it's about behaviors and being a better society member. Two, like we talked about earlier, widen your circle. Add about five people who are different than the other people in your circle, right? If we know more about each other, we'll communicate better. We'll get rid of some stereotypes. That's my theory.
Okay.
Number three, get stuff done. So instead of waiting for stuff to be perfect, just get it done. That's my number three. Eat your elephants. So there's like sometimes people have big problems and they don't want to face them. They don't want to deal with them. They don't want to adjust them. But if pretend that it's an elephant, you can eat an elephant and you just do it one bite at a time. So start it, do it, and by the end of the journey, your elephant will be gone. And then the last one for me is pray for success. Of myself, of other people, of, you know, people outside of your circle, of the earth in general, just kind of to get back to what it was supposed to be, positive and uplifting and upbuilding society. So I'm going to pray for success. I'm praying for fruits of, you know, efforts that are put forth. And that's my five.
Well, I think those we can lend to some wonderful aspirations for all of us. And I think for you guys out there who are tuned in, let's not make it something that's so big that you don't tackle it. As you said, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's what you just said, Mary, and I love that, and that's exactly correct. So what you want to do is, start small. Like I said, I'm going to just start small. And my aim is for only three times a week. And so that, and if I get there, and if I only do one time this week, that's good enough, because that's one more than I would have done had I not made the resolution. So really
absolutely
good stuff.
Carrie, do you have that resolution list out there still?
As a matter of fact, yes, I do. What we shared this on social media, which I absolutely love this amazing list of resolutions that we tend to share each year. And I think this is everybody. But Mary, why don't you take a look at some of those so we can kind of see what folks, I think some of the ones that we have not mentioned are on this list. And I think you guys are going to love it. So let's take a look, Mary. Why don't you kick off with some of those that are on there?
Kind of related to what I was saying, join a club. You know, something that you like or whatever, just join, and that way you can make some connections.
Plan
a vacation.
That sounds good.
Yep, I see plan a vacation. And I think experiences, travel is a really great teacher, so I like that one a lot.
Yes.
Volunteer.
Well, you know what, I'm gonna take it from the top, because I think,
all right,
just so that we said it to you guys out there, right?
Okay, yep.
Now, they say, Mary, building a budget, this isn't, it doesn't look like it's in any particular order, And for you guys out there, it's on our social media, on my social media, Carrie Hines. We'll put it on the Hair Radio Morning Show page, and as well as at hairradio.com, H-A-I. I believe it's already there at hairadio.com, and just go to our fan page. You'll see it there already. And so, yes, they lead in with build a better budget, which all of us can agree. What I love about this, it includes something that we haven't talked about, cook one new thing. We talked about food, but this says cook one new thing. Not bad. What else did we not say, Mary? Reading a book.
We don't read, apparently. Read a book.
And we need to. That's why it's on this list. And the very next item says read more books. So it's really telling us to read. Now, speaking, you did mention this, which is to join a club, which I love this because this is expanding your circle. And that's important to do. Even during these difficult times, we can still look to do that virtually. And that's what this is all about. One cleaning schedule. So that's interesting. I love that, too. And I, you know what? I'm going to take that to heart. That is to build a cleaning schedule. So, you know, so things can get done on a more regular basis and more effectively. Draw with chalk. I don't know. That's like saying take time to be a kid. You
know,
like what you... Yeah, drawing with chalk. So you go out to your sidewalk, and you remember as a kid you might have done hopscotch and things like that, you know, with colorful chalk.
Oh,
so it's just giving you permission to still be a kid at heart. Drink less alcohol. Okay, we can all benefit from that, those who imbibe at all. Yeah, drink less alcohol. That's important. Say no more on that one. Stop smoking. If you still smoke, whatever you're smoking, stop it. That's never good. Okay? This was on my list. Eating. Exactly. We want you to be around. And eating veggies regularly, eating vegetables. And that was big on my list, as you heard. Share your resolution. And this is what I kind of led in with, Mary. Sharing my resolutions because
we're ahead of the game. We're almost at 8%.
We are. Yes, well, I love this because if you share them, you make yourself accountable. They have a greater chance of success, the potential for success. Mm. What do you think about that?
I think this is excellent.
Okay.
Dare I
and
say
do you
most
see
excellent.
There? Yes. Well, what, Mary? We have. Try a new diet plan. That's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one I certainly didn't put on the list, doctor's visits. How do you feel about that?
I think it's important. As a matter of fact, it's smart, and you can do it. Like, that could be your annual thing that you do for yourself. Go to visit your doctor and your dentist and all of that stuff. Good idea.
And they say, yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Mary. And take the stairs. Which is interesting. Okay, instead of the elevator, take the stairs. Walk down, walk up those steps. You burn great calories. Here they speak of calories. They say cut calories. So cut down on those calories. We know they are there. Again, it harkens back to my diet and eating better type plan, and I think this is a reminder of that. Become a plant owner. I love this. I don't have any live plants in my office here. In my home, there are no live plants, so I'm going to go back to that and put some house plants in that we can take care of. I think it helps to keep things in life around you.
Absolutely.
Are you a big plant person? Do you have a green thumb, Mary?
I actually do, but I go in spurts. So sometimes my plants get so big and I don't like to move and I'll give them away, you know, this type of thing. So
yeah.
I do actually have a pretty green thumb.
Okay, all right. What about planning a vacation? This is something that is really high on the list. Planning a vacation, which I think this time of year you want to think about. Certainly it should be on your resolutions list. That's something you should look at. Even if you can't go now, putting the plan into action kind of starts the ball rolling.
Well,
and What do you think about that,
Mary? You know, there are staycations. You can explore your neighborhood or set up stuff in your house and treat yourself. I mean, there are staycations. It's okay.
Wow.
I think the only travel is always a good teacher. So.
Well, I tell you
something. But you don't have to go far away.
Well, we're going to have to do that right here on the Hair Radio Show, and that is to create a staycation, but we're going to call it a playcation. We will play some great songs and music and just get away virtually, a virtual getaway. And I think that'll be something. How's that? So we'll work on that one. My other favorite on this, what they say start on this list is to start doing yoga. I'm not so much a yoga person, but I will apply that to roller skating or, you know, walking or some form of exercise. It says here, drink up. Now, they don't say what, but I'm taking it's not alcohol. So
yeah,
I'm sure they mean.
Earlier on the list, they said cut down. So
no alcohol, right? So this must mean water. We'll take that. You know, do you get to drink like 8 glasses of water a day, Mary?
I do not. I just try to stay hydrated and listen to my body.
Yes.
But
awesome.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, and that'll keep you busy running. You know where. Okay.
Talk about travel.
Right, exactly. And here it says consider therapy. At least they don't insist on it here. So they do use the word consider therapy. Therapy is always great and can help everybody. Also on the list, interestingly enough, and I hadn't thought of this, Mary Reed Johnson, but it says volunteer. So, you know, this is very interesting. So volunteer, put forth effort, as you said, Mary, early on this segment, which is to lead in with helping folks out there, and that's really something great. And on this list, yes, it mentions earlier to read and read more books and all of that, but also it says to listen to novels, not just read a novel, but to listen to novels. And I think that is great.
Yeah.
You know, Audible has a lot of that. I myself will be out with my own brand new audio version of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You guys know my book that's out there right now.
Exciting.
It is exciting, yes, and this is actually a good time to kind of bring everybody up to speed. If you have just joined us, if you've just tuned in, I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart, and we are taking a look at the resolutions, in general resolutions that are out there that most people are looking to make or will be making or have stated. And so my very merry guest, yes, my very special guest to help us with this breakdown of the list is Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart. Mary, what can you tell us quickly as we take a little break here in the middle of our wonderful resolutions to talk about Hairhead Heart? What can you tell us quickly about Hairhead Heart?
Well, we are on the grow. Transitioning to another level. And I'm going to say, just wait a little while longer, but I'm biting and eating my elephant even as we speak. So I'll have more to report very soon.
Well, listen, we are going to tell folks, you guys, please remember to visit our website. Stay connected at HAIRadio.com. That's Hair Radio with just one R. Again, www.hairadio.com. There's a tab there, a fan page tab right at the top. Takes you to all kinds of wonderful information. While you're there, you can read and see the latest that's happening right here at the Hair Radio Network. So we are so excited about that. Well, as the resolutions continue, one of mine that's on this list that is just amazing, and that's lifting weight. So, of course, and that's exactly what I want to do. I'm going in there and lift weights. I built a gym here in my house. So this year, you know, with our wonderful resolutions, we're going to aim to use that. And it says here one new exercise is on the list, decorate with family. doing things with your family, to me that seems that should be pretty high on the list. Is it on your list as well, Mary?
It wasn't, but that's because I'm already doing that.
Okay.
But I think it's an excellent thing to do, for sure.
Awesome. On this list, this is a surprise. Sanitize your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Yeah, I like that.
If you get breakouts and you don't know why, it's probably your phone. I mean, the masks are already a thing, but your phone doesn't.
Yes, you're right. Now, here on this list, folks, it says try hydrotherapy. Now, hydrotherapy, to me, that's water, involving water. Hydro always means water. That's why studying all these prefixes and things as a kid has paid off, Mary Reed Johnson, coming to radio. Okay, so that's a good one. Delegate more chores. Well, for me, since I only have my little doggy Peppy, if I'm delegating chores, I have nobody else to delegate them to. But if you do, please, it takes it off off your plate. Donate old clothes to charity.
Mary,
that's a great one.
To delegate?
Sure.
Even in your business, you don't have to do it all alone. You share.
Mary, I think you're going away a little bit. One more time.
Oh. I said, even if you're single at home or whatever, doesn't mean that you're not running businesses. So in your business even, make sure you delegate responsibilities. You don't have to complete and do everything by yourself. Share.
Exactly. That's a really good tip. Thank you. Explore new hobbies. We've kind of been talking about that along the way this particular segment. Invest in your skincare. Don't forget your skin, folks, or your skin will forget about you. That's what I always say. Play upbeat music. We do that right here on the Hair Radio Show. We want to jam. And I think that's a great way to stay active and continue on your journey in a good way. Take back your lunch break. So, Mary, do you mm-hmm. carve out a lunch break every day? For those of us who work for ourselves, it's important.
I do.
Yes.
I've learned to be pretty positively selfish over the years. I
won't
even close my door to my office if I need to. But.
Wow, you're good. You're good. All right. I'm loving that. Well, they're on this list. They only have a few more folks, and I think this is great. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm Carrie Hines with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair, Head, Heart, and we are so excited to be reviewing some of the top resolutions that we either are making or want to make or would like to make, and more importantly, like to keep. So I think this mm-hmm. list has been absolutely amazing. So some of the other items that are on here, what I do love about that, we mentioned about the lunch break, and I think this is nice. Take back your lunch break. I love that. Write to yourself. How nice is that? I love to write, mm-hmm. so that's a big thing on my list. I write to myself. I write to everybody. I do one
nice.
Thing at a time. I think you mentioned about focusing, and I think that has a lot to do with it. Focus on that one thing at a time. That'll take you far. Take more walks. None of us walk enough. Well, I think that would be great. To get out and walk more, go to bed on time. These are some hot ones. And this one that I hate to do, make your bed. You okay? All right. More compliments.
If I had an unusual hobby that I could make money off of, it'd be bed making. I can take 20 minutes easily just for fun, try to fold up my sheets and stuff.
Oh, well, you can have that, yes, and I'll pay whatever you'd like. More compliments was next on the list. More compliments. It doesn't say whether you want to give them or receive them, though, but that's on the list. Mm-hmm. Learning a new skill, we talked about that a little bit. Adding more citrus, which is a great full of vitamin C to your diet there. Doing your mm-hmm. best. And the final one, which I love this, it's setting your mind for something mm. new. And that is a great mm-hmm. way to end that. So that's resolutions. That's the list that you guys have to check out. Again, it's at mm-hmm. hairradio.com. Go to hairadio.com. It's been my pleasure, my absolute pleasure to have Mary Reed Johnson go through this list and to break it all down as well. Mary, thank you. Any last words you'd like to share with everybody?
I just have to thank you, which is on the list, more compliments to you, because you do make the world a better place.
Oh, thank you, Mary Reed Johnson of Hairhead Heart. Likewise. And remember to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show weekdays at Hair Radio. And go to our website at hairadio.com and stay in touch. Stay connected with all the latest happenings. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. It's been my pleasure on Resolutions. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning, November 2nd of 2022. It is our mid-show. It's about 7:15 if you are in the New York area or the East Coast, let's just say that, and 6:15 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. It is so, so very nice to check in with you guys. I've been listening as well. Great show today. We have a lot to get to in this hour, as well as our spotlight hour at 8 coming up. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. Want to bring to the line my incredible co-host and co-star. She's been with me for a while now out of Water Valley, Mississippi. It's my great honor again to welcome back Ms. Show, the one and only Queen of the Morning. Miss Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning again,
good morning,
Nicole
Carrie.
Marie. How's that for
Happy
a nice
mid-show.
Intro?
Yes. Oh, I love
and
it. Thank
nice
you so
live.
Much.
Yes,
it
it's
is.
Nice to be live.
It is.
I have to explain that about the resolution talk. I said, let me get
I
on this resolution
speech. I was with all of
did.
You, and I love that. I love those resolutions.
Well, you know, me too. And one of the reasons that I do the resolutions talk and I play it, particularly at the end of the year,
I replay that wonderful piece that we did with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Hit Heart. Mary will be back with us soon.
Right.
She's got some new stuff she's
Great.
Working on.
Great. I love Mary.
But, yeah. Well, let me tell you, the resolutions, and I can't wait to talk a little bit about this with you, because that was done at the beginning of the year. Each year, we do a resolutions talk. So me and my co-stars, my host at the time, my co-host. So we're going to have a great time doing this in January.
I'm looking forward to this, yes.
Well, me too. So this is the time to start getting your list together of your resolutions. And what this is all about, I recorded that with Mary way back at the beginning of the year, thinking that I'm going to really tackle these resolutions.
Right.
And so at the end of the year, it was time to start playing these resolutions to see how much I had accomplished.
Well, you did, right.
Okay, well,
were
I'm going to turn it over to you, Nicole Marie. I don't even know where to begin. We talked, if you listen to the piece, we talked about just about everything from visiting. Well, I did. I talked about visiting family. I talked about, working out, of course, planning vacation. I had all these dream world things.
Yeah.
And so here we are at the end of the year, and I would like to say there are some things that, I will say I did, I think I had this big thing about reconnecting with family, and I was going to do all this other stuff with family members and all that. It's a little bit better than it was. I don't think I've seen a family member since that piece. So that was done.
Wow.
Working out. Remember I told everybody in the piece I had installed a gym here in my home, which I have.
Right.
I have a wonderful workout room with all kinds of weights and cardio stuff and all this. I still walk past that room. I have not. I said today, I'm going to go in there after today's show. I have not done that, so that's another one to cross off the list. But no, I'm going to keep it on the list, and I'm going to try my best
Carrie,
to bring that.
Carrie, but the year is not over yet. If you start today,
today,
you're making progress.
I'm making progress. One of the other things that I did take care of about a month ago, I had no house plants. I don't know if you guys heard this on the piece, but I had no plants and things like that. So I finally bought some plants. And so I have beautiful plants that seem to be doing well so far anyway. But they're in good shape. So, I just wanted to check in with everybody. I think it's important to do things like this. Well, we're going to see how you do.
It kind of keeps you in line, keeps you in check along the way.
In line. What were you saying?
I don't always set resolutions like at the beginning of the year per se. I kind of do it all throughout. If I know there's something I need to change, something I need to do, I kind of just put it in there and add it to my list of something.
Really?
And then I set out to just focus on it and work towards it and accomplish it. So it's not always just say in January. Okay, I'm going to start this. I'm going to do this. It could be any time throughout the year. Whatever I feel like I need to change or need to add, then I'll add it. So
well,
I guess
Nicole
I can
Marie,
say my,
that's why
I have
you
year
are
resolution.
A city board member in Water Valley, Mississippi, because you get things done. You are compartmentalist. You know how to do all this. You're a wife,
oh,
mom.
Oh, yes, I am.
You really,
I'm a little anal with it sometimes, too, Carrie, but I'm getting better.
You are doing just fine. Listen, something that's great to stay focused on. And I've got to say, coming up in just a little bit, this kind of ties into that. Of course, Michael Hopkins will be joining us. I can't wait to check in with him on some of his resolutions planning as well. But from Vet Talk Radio, if I can talk. Also, I want to kind of get this underway. You know, we've been running a piece on what we have airing this week on the show, and we've been mentioning about Jackrabbit Eats. Now, talking about resolutions and taking better care with regards to nutrition. So Jackrabbit Eats, well, I don't know about this.
Oh,
she
yes.
makes what is called a cheesy macaroni, cheesy macaroni dish. So, so we've got that too. So I'm going
to
try to get that on it.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you know what? We'll get that on a little later this in this hour.
Okay.
So yeah. So we'll talk about that and so much more. Now, I also with regards to the hair industry. Oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about this morning.
Let me
tell you. Well, first of all, I do want to say this. We've got to pay tribute to Upscale Magazine. They've been doing some incredible work over there. I have to tell you myself.
Wonderful.
I've been in there my work has been in the last few issues, and I'll be in this upcoming issue as well.
It looks fabulous, Gary. Yes, congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's the inside back cover for their current issue, which is really fantastic. I'm real proud of that. Now, Upscale Magazine Radio, we're doing some big things over there. So that's upscalemagazineradio.com. We'll be talking about that in the weeks to come. And so I'm real pleased with all of that. So, yeah, thank you. Really good stuff. And like I said, we're going to get Michael, and we're going to talk about what's going on with all that he's doing. And also, you know, speaking a little bit about politics, we do have to remember to get people to vote, Nicole Marie.
Let me tell you, this midterm election is so very, very important. So
critical.
Important. Because the results will impact everyone. Everyone, every single person. And sometimes people think that their vote does not count. But let me tell you, your vote does count. Your voice does count and definitely needs to be heard because it impacts everyone.
Right.
It's essential that you get out and vote. Yes.
Exactly. I think everybody can see. And we try not to kind of go way overboard on the politics and all of that. We do have a special guest joining us on Friday's show. Let me just get that on out there to break down the midterm elections and all about what we need to be doing. And he will encourage us to vote. His name is Wayne Smith. Now, Wayne is the former mayor. He was the mayor, African-American gentleman, wonderful fella. He was the mayor in Irvington, New Jersey for 12 years, which is right outside of New York. And we just love having Wayne here. He breaks everything down.
I'm so excited
he's a political
to speak with
aficionado.
Him.
Oh, yeah, he's great. And now he's in the private sector, so he can be really honest. But we're going to have him right here on Friday morning. He should be with us about in the 8 o'clock spotlight hour, so I can't wait.
Great.
But speaking of that, we got to get folks out to vote. Nicole Marie, the way I look at this, if your vote didn't matter, other folks wouldn't go through such efforts
to
prevent you from voting. So that tells you how critical, and please understand that. But definitely get on out there, take everybody with you if you need to, whatever it takes, because as you can see, there
essential.
Is a clamping down on political freedoms, everything.
Yes.
So if we're going backwards at record speed
in
my
opinion.
So that is something that we need to take care of.
Hard.
Listen, tune in Friday morning. We're going to have that kind of politics, the political talk. We'll get really delve into it. Now, speaking of Thursday and Friday shows, Thursday and Friday, we have a gentleman who joins at four PhDs, as if one's not enough noting.
Yes.
So we're talking about the amazing Dr. Paul Dyer. Dr. Paul Dyer joins us on Thursdays and Friday mornings between 8 and 9 in the spotlight hour. And we're happy to have him. I cannot wait to have him mix it up with all of our special guests and all of that. So
definitely don't want
to
miss it
this morning. Absolutely.
Yes.
So lots to talk about. We've got some other surprises on the way in the 8 o'clock hour today. So we're talking about Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. coming up about 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 if you're out in the Central Time Zone, in which he is. Today we're talking about a gentleman who I just, as soon as I heard about what his endeavor is, I just immediately had to just throw my hat into the ring and just say whatever I need to do to help make this a greater success than it will be. So his name is Mark David Carter. He'll be joining us as a guest co-host in the next hour. So we've got him for the. We're going to really put him on the hot seat. We want to find out everything about this event. He's bringing his story right here to Brooklyn, New York. He's going to explain all about it, and I can't wait. So we've got him for the hour. We're going to find out all the details. And it's Sunday, the 27th of November, in downtown Brooklyn. So I cannot wait. And like I said, he'll be with us live right here coming up in about a half hour. So do not go anywhere. Keep it right
That's
here this
right.
morning.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Now, Nicole Marie, on the music front, we have been playing some classic songs. We've also kind of talked in. Well, this morning we talked in. We led in with your favorite, Good Morning Gorgeous, Miss Mary J.
Blige.
I think that was good. Mary means a lot to me, and I'll tell you why. I remember when I was doing the nighttime version, this was before we started the morning, Hair Radio Morning Show that you hear now. We did the nighttime version out of northern New Jersey about 10 o'clock at night. Can you believe that? So, and it was so incredible. And it was around the time when Mary had released this song. I forget the name. It was such a strong song. And she released it, and I used to play it all the time. And I just loved so much putting her stuff out there. And Yeah, she's wonderful. She's still out there doing things and all of that. And we continue to play some of these folks. I mean, they were, they've made quite an impact on us. And she is out there still leading the charge. And we're just excited. Yeah. So really, and
so
we still have
excited.
Some, yeah, we've got some young, current music that we play. And we just try to play
it. Well, that's it, Carrie. We have fan favorite hits that are for everyone. I mean, we include everything. The hits and the classics, and it's just
music that
everyone can enjoy.
The
hits and the classics.
Yeah.
I love it.
I got to hear it.
Me
too. Well, you know, speaking of the classics, let me just toss in one. And then, folks, after that, we've got some mid-show talk. We've got Michael Hopkins on the way. And is one I tossed in this week. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines with the call.
coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is my great honor to be with you live on this with Big Morning, November 2nd of 2022. I'm out of Brooklyn, New York, as you guys know, out here on the East Coast of here in the Central Time Zone. The time there is about 6:37, and real exciting. We have some great folks lined up for you in the next hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about this gentleman who will be joining us live right here on the broadcast, and so much more to get into as well. We do have some updates for you guys. I want to first bring to the line, this gentleman always helps us each morning. He is the champion. Well, first let me bring Nicole Marie back. Nicole Marie, I'm thinking that you're sitting right there beside me. Nicole Marie, the Water Valley, Mississippi, my co-star. Yes, there you are. But yeah, it's time to get on the one and only Michael Hopkins. You guys know me, the host of that talk radio show. A great gentleman who is the champion for the veterans.
Yes, he is.
It's all about
that. Yes, he is.
Right? Yeah.
Good
that's
morning.
The way to talk about Michael Hopkins. Good morning, sir.
Michael.
Michael, for folks, today's their first time. Let's just say that today's their first time tuning into our broadcast. What would you like them to know about the Vet Talk Radio show that airs on the Hair Radio Network? What would you like to tell them?
I would like everybody to know the Vet Talk Radio show that airs at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Central Time on Tuesdays here on the Hair Radio Show. It is my honor and my privilege to be an educator for veterans. And what I do is I educate veterans in the claims and compensation. There are things that veterans are entitled to. Just you're a veteran, you got hurt in your military service, and it's my mission. My mission is to help other veterans, like myself, was a disabled veteran, to understand and to apply for the benefits that they are entitled to. That's my mission.
And, Michael, you go a lot deeper than that as well. Let me just say, Michael's a little shy this morning here on the broadcast. Right, Nicole Marie?
I'm a little shy. Oh, I like that.
You're a little shy this morning. And that's very rare for Michael Hopkins.
That's very rare for you, Michael. Oh, yes.
Understated
Carrie,
today.
Let me say, Michael says that he is focused on educating veterans. But Michael is also educating family and friends as well, because let me tell
you,
I have learned so much. Oh, yes. I have learned so much from you and from the education that you bring. So kudos to you. Thank you.
Yeah. What he does also, he helps the veterans to increase their monthly intake when it comes to, you know, being rated at certain levels. He can help them to increase those ratings,
right,
and bring in more funds and stuff that helps their families. So we're real excited.
Right.
And Michael's been doing a great job. His show is a hit. We have tons of people
yes,
who tune in. So reach out
to
us. We'll talk a little bit more about
claims.
That on Tuesday's show and Friday and all these other days as well.
Wow. Man.
Yeah, Michael, I don't know if you were tuned in early this morning. We started in on resolutions in mid-show live talk. And I tell you, you know, did you make resolutions for yourself at the beginning of this year?
Well, my main resolution, Carrie, and it's always going to be the same one, is helping veterans. That's my main resolution.
Somehow I could have guessed that, Michael.
Yeah, that's my main resolution.
Very close to guessing that.
I love and appreciate both of you. Because, yes, I am kind of modest when it comes to this claims thing, but you both are right. It's just I enjoy helping people, especially my veteran brothers.
Yeah, no, it really is true. Yeah, that's not a made-up thing. You are definitely doing the work.
No.
You are putting it out there. So now, speaking of which, I do want to remind folks, just to get this on out, and then we'll turn the corner. But I know that this is a big month for you because Veterans Day is the 11th. It's Friday the 11th of the month. And since your show is on Tuesday, you're going to celebrate on your show on the 8th. And then on the 11th, we have a special message just for the veterans. So you don't want to miss that coming up right here. Plus, you're rolling on with your second season and so much more. So lots to get to. Just want to say thank you so much. I really do. And just doing a great job. Now, also, coming up
great
in
job.
About a little over 15, 20 minutes, we have a gentleman joining us, Mark David Carter. He's out of the Chicago area. And he's got a big event that rolls into Brooklyn, New York on the 27th. So it's Thanksgiving weekend for you guys. If you need to kind of get some kind of mental picture there, it's that Sunday. The 27th, this is again 2022, so you're not listening to some old piece that's running. So we want you guys there, you know, and he's going to be our special guest. He's going to tell you all about getting tickets, what to expect. And I'm hoping he'll drop some hints and folks will be there and talk about all the different things. So we're going to put him on a hot seat. Again, Mark David Carter is our very special live guest. Coming up on the Hair Radio Morning Show in just a bit. So
wow.
Really
looking
good stuff.
Forward to him.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward because, you know, like I said, he reminds me just on what we've learned so far. I'm sure there's going to be some things that we're going to also peel back today and learn together. But, yeah, just the fact that he is doing this and, you know, and he's a brother out here just making things happen, we're so proud. We're so proud, and we're going to do everything we can to support his incredible event.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's really good. So listen, we're going to take a little tiny bit of a music. Well, I don't know, but we'll take a little bit of a break. Maybe we'll throw on some music too. And we'll be back. And then just stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. I'm real excited. So really good stuff. So
yeah,
stay with
so
us.
So am I.
All right.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I believe the truth for me, I feel it in our energy, I feel it's written in the stars. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby, nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in our eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's go up on Mars.
Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old, and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old, and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old, and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old, and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like, you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite if you're black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup. Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curly it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel. Because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put, like, a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leonie, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent, but it's white, like, help me out here. So, yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this it's the same, but this has more red in it and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or a photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the types of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. They're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows that your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand, and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did, and he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
the thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
Morning
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's November 2nd of 2022. We're live. It's our show number 779. Again, show number 779 of our three-hour broadcast. So that's a lot of shows, a lot of time we've been waking up with you in the mornings. Listen, let me bring to the line Nicole Marie. She's been helping me to hold it down this morning, directly from Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Happy Spotlight Hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Happy Spotlight
Eastern
Hour. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, you're in the Central Time Zone, Nicole Marie, so it's about 7:02 there.
7:02.
Yeah. And we're so, so excited because it's time. Listen, you know, this is really a big deal for us and for me, I should say, being in Brooklyn, New York. So when I hear of shows that are coming through my, literally in my backyard,
yes,
I think it's just minutes from where I'm here right now in the studio. So listen, I want to bring to the line a gentleman. It's his very, very, very first time ever tuning in to our broadcast. Well, I should say,
wonderful.
This is his first time joining us on the broadcast. Yeah. So we're going to talk to him. His name is Mark David Carter. He's the man behind this incredible, incredible natural hair fest that's happening in Brooklyn on the 27th of November. So we want to get all of the details from him straight from his mouth.
Oh, yes.
So let us do that right now. Let's just get on the line. Mark, Mark David Carter, you're
good
on
morning.
With Nicole Marie
good
Carrie
Hines.
Good morning to you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
Can you
today?
Hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have you speak directly
you.
Into
I
the
am
line.
Doing great.
Speakers. Yeah, we're going to get you right nice and loud and clear so we can all hear you out there. So now, Mark, yes. Good morning to you again. Officially welcome to the broadcast.
Thank
yes.
you so
it's
much.
It's great to have
it
you.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Yes. Now, I want to kind of jump right on in. So first, tell everybody, Mark, you are out in the Chicago area, but I want to hear all about this event. I want to hear
yes.
the... You know, yeah, all the juicy stories. Want to hear everything. So first, what exactly is the Natural Hair Fest all about?
Natural Hair Fest is basically an opportunity for the community to celebrate natural hair and natural beauty. The history of our hair has always been to straighten or to elongate the hair in a manner where it looks like our European counterparts. And, you know, this is something that has been influenced by our experience of being through the transatlantic experience and being in environments where our beauty is not celebrated and elevated. And so natural hair, in addition to that, also leans or veers in the directions that there are types of products that involve chemicals achieved these straightening and elongating effects. And what has recently come to the surface is that these straighteners have chemicals in them that could potentially be developing for cancer, for uterine fibroid tumors, and for autoimmune diseases as well. And this ritual is something that is done, you know, every 4 weeks, every 4 to 6 weeks in our community, on our children, teenagers, on our women. And what happens is that it's time to celebrate natural. The same effects can be achieved with natural hair that can be achieved with chemical straighteners. And yes, it does take a little more time, but the reason it takes more time is because we, in our industry, the professionals, were not taking the time to practice the execution of the styles and the desired effects. And so that's also one of the aspects of the event, that we have a professional element to our event where we educate about the effectiveness and trends of natural hair care in the industry.
Now, Mark, why is this so important to you?
It's so important to me. When I was young, my mom had an afro. My sister had two afro puffs, and I had a huge afro as well. And our family unit, we were like the afro family. And we were proud.
I've heard a lot of things in 27 years on this show, but I don't think I've ever
heard that. The Afro family walking down the street.
Like a Saturday morning cartoon, the Afro family.
Yes, and everybody would compliment us on how nice our hair looked, and my mother was beautiful. And so I never really realized, but I'm not a woman, I never realized that women, in African-American women, black women,
right.
Caribbean women of African descent, all women of African descent were having these experiences in the workplace as well as in the community. And, you know, in addition to that, having self-esteem and self-confidence issues on their encounters with different individuals, like in their own homes sometimes. Like, I know you're not going out wearing your hair like that. Or, you know, how did you get it to do that? How did you get it to do that? You know, and, you know, they have the song, "Don't Touch My Hair." You know, people are so mystified by black hair.
Was that the Will daughter with that song? I love that song. Yeah. Yes. Was that her song?
Yes.
No, that was Solange, I think, had
song. Solange. Yeah, Solange.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing about it is that people have been so mystified by her hair that when they see the curliness, the coiliness, the kinkiness, the coarseness, the waviness, the multicultural and multi-textural aspect of the hair, it amazes people. And so in addition to that, we have people who are of multicultural backgrounds who also witness these experiences because their sisters might have straighter hair than theirs, and their curl pattern or coil pattern may be, make it longer for them to get their hair styled. And so people wind up living with, you know, this as a setback in their lives. And Natural Hair Fest is a place of therapy where people can come together with other people who have coily, curly, kinky, coarse, wavy, afro hair, and also share their experiences. We call it the Natural Hair Journeys, where people are able to talk about what they've gone through to be natural, what they've gone through in the history of potentially not being natural, and then returning back to natural. And then in addition to that, we're also able to talk about hair discrimination as it related to the workplace, where people were told that their hair styles were not desirous for the work environment. You know, you can't come to work with your hair like that. And then in addition to that, we can also talk about what it really and truly takes to embrace natural hair and to embrace natural beauty. It's a lifestyle. It's a journey. And that's what Natural Hair Fest is here for.
Wow. Well, I am super excited. Yeah, I have to say, let everybody know. Folks, if you have just tuned in, you probably missed quite a bit. We are very special guest today. Sorry to put it that way. It's Mark David Carter. You can always play the show back. It's Mark David Carter. Now, he is the man behind this incredible Natural Hair Fest that's happening in Brooklyn, New York. And we're happy. It's Sunday, November 27th. So it's Thanksgiving kind of weekend. So of this year, 2022, I'm going to make that clear. We're real happy to help put it out there to everybody. This is very important, as you just heard. I love what you have broken down in terms of natural hair and the way that you have explained it. And I love that you also called it a ritual of the way that we have kind of, not necessarily embraced our own natural hair as we really should have over the years. I just want to say on the straightening, and we've covered this, as you guys know. We've been talking about, especially with this news about African-American women or women of color being more susceptible to that because of the often how often they use those chemical straighteners. And so, I agree with everything that you said, Mark. I really do. To me, this is huge.
I'm loving this.
And,
Right,
Nicole
you.
Marie? So thank you for bringing this up. And when it comes to, here's my thing with the Eurocentric beauty standard that seems, that's been so pervasive. I think there's room for everybody. But again, everything that you said and how it's come to be that that's been the singularly most prominent beauty standard out there. And we want to make sure that everybody's beauty standard is represented.
And so, Carrie, what happens is that so in elevating even everyone's hair, as well as whether it's relaxed, whether it's color treated, whether it's natural, natural ingredients and products actually has benefits for all hair types. This is slowly transitioning into what we call a multicultural and multitextural movement.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, this is huge. So please remind everybody. Now, we want to know, you're coming to New York. And then, and this is, how has this whole event been received out there? And now, Mark, just let everybody know, is it for the professionals only? Or the general public welcome? Yeah, break all that down for us.
Okay. The event is open to the public. And in addition to that, the event also has a professional freelance, as well as a student ticket. We bring together the professional and the consumer for an opportunity to network. Everyone these days is doing a lot of things online, and the beauty industry has transitioned to in that direction as well. And so what happens is you have a lot of people who are searching for hairstylists on websites and on Google. And trying to use the app to set appointments and things of that nature. We find about natural hair, I just heard a piece of some of the models that you were interviewing in Fashion Week that they were attending. They were talking about how there was oftentimes no one there to do their hair, or no one there that had the background or the knowledge to be able to style their hair. And so this, when you walk into a salon and that hairstylist can't execute a style for you or can't help you, you kind of leave feeling like, no one cares about me. Yeah,
right.
And so Natural Hair Fest is an opportunity for face-to-face with professionals, between professionals and consumers, where consumers can come and experience a hairstylist's aura and potentially be provided with a consultation on site. In addition to that, can also set appointment on site, as well hairstyling services can be provided as well on site. And when I say hair services, light hair services, at our Detroit event, we had a young lady who called me. She was transitioning, going from, you know, relaxer to natural hair. And in her transition, she didn't know what to do. She was like, wait a minute, I'm trying to transition. I'm trying to go natural, but I don't know what to do with this hair. And so at that event, we had a hairstylist named Fala Ivy, who was a loctician. And locticians execute twists. So on the floor, Fala Ivy was able to create a two-strand twist or a gel twist.
My favorite style of all time.
Yeah, I love that gel twist hairstyle
with this transitioning hair. Because you know, with transitioning hair, you have two different textures or hair types on the single hair strand. Relaxed on one end, and you know the new growth is coming in as completely natural. Yeah.
And don't forget, there's folks out there who will probably also still do the big chop. That's still something out there.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, we have those individuals who want to do the big chop as well. We also have individuals to kind of have this freeing experience of the ritual, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, having to take care of your hair, take care of your children, you know, feed your elder family member that you're exercising care for, and then go to work and, you know, make that money. You know, all of that can be overwhelming. So sometimes people consider, like, what are some of the ways that I can, you know, take my life back? And in some instances, they may decide to do a big chop for convenience, or a big chop to go there to be a rebel, you know, so to speak. In addition to that, we also have a TWA as well.
Oh, the I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yes, yes, you know, the TWA, you got to do that. Yes, man, when you have the TWA, you could do a wash and go. And all of these different, you know, options that you have in using products, as well as being able to maintain and take care of your hair at home.
Live a natural lifestyle today.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, Mark, I'm just loving this. Everything that you're saying, I mean, the event sounds wonderful. Now, at the Hair Fest, will there be models that will be there that will be showcasing all of the various natural hairstyles?
Okay, so our intention is to have models present for what we are calling the Afro Fashion Show. And the Afro Fashion Show is also going to be taking place in the evening. This is a full day of activities. We have Natural Hair Fest from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then from 7 p.m. to midnight, we have the Afro Fashion Show. And during this time, we're going to have presentations as well as discussions, and also classes on natural hair care.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, first, I love your answers, and as Nicole Marie said, just outstanding. And I have to say, I think I'm going to just go ahead and let everybody know the cat, get the cat out the bag, whatever the thing is. But I'm raising my hand, Mark. I'll be there. Carrie Hines. This is my very, very first time.
And I'll be looking forward to seeing
quite
you.
Quite a bit.
Wonderful, wonderful.
This is going to be great.
You mentioned your Detroit show. So are you taking the Hair Fest across the country? Because I'm in Mississippi,
yes.
And I would love to be at Hair Fest.
Well, we have to remember, right now, Natural Hair Fest is in what I call recovery mode. We just went through a two-year pandemic where events were basically canceled and postponed and rescheduled and all of that. So in 2022, once they decided to reopen, pretty much in January in the city of Chicago, and then we went to D.C., Maryland, Virginia area in February, Detroit in March, Charlotte in May, and then we did a turnabout back to Chicago for the main event in Chicago in July, and now we're putting together the grand finale in New York, Brooklyn, New York.
And there's no better place to do a finale. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And so that's what I was saying earlier. What's, a hair event in New York without a fashion show?
Exactly.
And so fashion kind of go hand in hand. Yes, indeed.
Really?
Yes, indeed. And so we'll be having Natural Hair Fest from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and the Afro International Fashion Show from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Ooh, that is a day.
Wonderful.
That is a day.
Yes,
now, how do folks get tickets for this event, Mark?
Okay, right now, the Hair Radio Show, we have a special promotion in place. Tickets for general admission are $15 in advance. However, they're on promotion for $10. Okay? Now, check this out. We have some other capabilities as well. Like, for example, we want the people to be able to come and share this experience with a friend. So we have a BOGO promotion. Buy one, get one for $10.
Wow.
We also have a friends and family promotion as well. Well, for example, if a member of the family wants to come and, of course, oh, my goodness, I got my daughter with me and my mother and my brother, you know, you can bring them too with the friends
and
family promotion.
Well, listen, at that rate, they can bring everybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so we're saying come.
That's the best deal ever.
We're saying come on down to the Sheraton, Brooklyn, and celebrate natural hair and natural beauty with Natural Hair Fest and the Afro International Fashion Show Thanksgiving weekend. Now, you know, this is also, of the event is a holiday gift expo and a marketplace. And what happens is that this weekend is a very pivotal weekend because Black Friday precedes the event, and then Cyber Monday takes place following the event.
That's right.
And
next
so
that's right.
People are going to be in the spirit of the holidays and family gatherings. And in addition to that, they're also going to be in the mind state of finding gift ideas for the holiday season.
Exactly. And original gift ideas that you're going to have at the show. Because, again, when you're picking up the gift, you clearly state, and that is absolutely correct, we're in shopping mode that weekend. It's right after you're looking for things to do with your family. You know, it's Thanksgiving. You're sick of being in the house with folks. Some of you don't want to see all that. But so you're looking for something to do to get out of the house. And I think this event is going to be extraordinary. Okay.
And so
Sunday, again,
we're also going to have live performances, and we're also going to have spoken word artists as well. And so it's just a
And I'm going to talk to folks. Listen.
Yes, that's
it's
right.
It's not every day that I come out and do stuff. I'm going to just put it on out there. This is my first pandemic, post-pandemic event that I'm really going to be out there and really put my foot in, so to speak. So if for my fans out there, you want to come to this show. Come
Carrie
out,
Hines.
Support Mark's event.
Yes.
Very important.
Please support. Yes, and that's one of the other important roles that I believe that I play as it relates to our industry, is that my role is to bring us together and to get the ball rolling again and to motivate and encourage individuals who have careers in the beauty industry to get back on track, to get back
exactly.
to business, and to encourage and motivate them to do so and to be a bridge of elevation using the Natural Hair Fest platform.
Well, I'm loving it. And like I said, what you're charging is great in consideration of where we are with this economy. This is that is an amount that I don't care what's going on, you can squeeze that out. We pay more for a cup of coffee here in New York than that.
Tickets are available on our website,
naturalhairfest.com.
Repeat it again.
I think I stepped on you. Yeah.
Naturalhairfest.com. And Carrie, we also have a vending opportunity as well that is available for those interested in potentially selling their products and services.
Awesome. And whom would they reach out to, and how would that work?
Our direct telephone number is 240-646-4819, and they can ask for Mark Carter.
Listen, Mark, I have to say, first of all, we just appreciate having you here. And you're not going to,
thank you so much.
We're going to take a little break, and we're going to talk about why this is so important to do this. I love what you said about natural hair. I'm going to get in a little bit about how tough times were for me. And I'm a guy. I'm going to work with natural hairstyles. So, women have suffered, absolutely, and nobody's taken that away at all. And there's a lot more work to be done, and we're doing it right here as well on their behalf. But I have to tell you, I've got some personal experiences. We're going to get more into that coming up in just a bit. So a lot more to go with Mark, and also some more event talk right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. We're going to also throw in some songs and some good stuff here this morning. We're just getting things going. We've got more to go. So stay with us. We'll be right. All right.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
One, two, three, ho!
Kimmy Love Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Kimmy Love and her book, Kimmy Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Kimmy Spa Party.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is the Spotlight Hour. It's Wednesday morning, November 2nd of 2022. It is about 8:39 if you're on the East Coast, 7:39 if you're out in the Central Time Zone, and I'm so excited. Let me just get everybody back on the line. We've got Nicole Marie, my co-star, Queen of the Mornings. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Again, Nicole Marie, happy Spotlight Hour. And we're kind of winding
down.
Yes,
happy Spotlight Hour. Yes.
Yeah.
What a wonderful hour it has been. I am loving this.
Me too. Just a reminder, we're back Thursday, Friday, tomorrow and Friday, of course. We've got Dr. Paul Dyer who'll be joining us in this space tomorrow and Friday. Friday, we've got former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey. He was mayor for 12 years, so he knows a thing or two about politics. My very good friend and our original president of my Hair Radio Association. We're talking about the one and only Wayne Smith. He'll be with us Friday in this time. So really good
wonderful
stuff.
I'm so
hey,
looking
I
forward to
bring
that.
Back. Yeah, well, you know, Michael was with us in the early part of the show. He's one of our amazing co-hosts, and again, he's the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. He does double duty here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, you've been listening to our very special guest. I know you have some questions and things you want to weigh in, and you want to jump on into the fray. First, for you guys out there, let me just remind you, our very special guest today, his name is Mark David Carter, and he is the man, the incredible person behind this upcoming event. It's happening, it's rolling into Brooklyn, New York on Sunday, November 27th of 2022. So Mark is our very special guest today. So we've been chatting.
Thank you for having
from,
me.
At the top of this hour. Yeah, well, it's great to have you. It really is. And this is important. So this is why we wanted to devote time to it today on the broadcast. So, Mark, our Michael Hopkins has some questions to do. Michael, you wanted to weigh in. You've been tuned in and you've been listening. What have you heard, Michael Hopkins?
Hi, Michael.
Wow. How are you today, sir?
I am doing great, thank you.
What I heard, Carrie, it just reminds me so much, is that I have daughters and granddaughters. And, you know, I know they go through this in the workplace. You know, they go through this. And it's a breath of fresh air to hear Mark and what he's doing. And I've been glued to the radio just listening to this because,
absolutely,
you know, as a man, you know, a lot of times as men, we don't see a lot of this stuff. We kind of turn a blind eye, but it's a new day and it's good to learn this stuff. But I had a question, and my question is this, you know, it's all this beautiful stuff you said. I just want to know one thing. When was your aha moment that you said, I have to do this. I just want to know, when was that moment?
Industry, Michael? Well, Michael, in 2014, January 15th, I was traveling from Chicago back to the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Prior to that date, I was Metro Salon Pro newspaper. And I had a advertiser hold me over in Cleveland, Ohio, and no-showed. And it extended my trip and the time that I would be on the road. And it also took away the daylight driving time that I would have had. And so I was going to be driving in the dark the entire way to get to the light. And so on January 15th, 2014, I had a car accident in the middle of the Allegheny Mountains, and I flipped the car up the side of the mountain.
Wow.
The driver that saw me there, he said that I went wheels up, wheels down, wheels up, and I landed in the reverse direction. That day was a day of rebirth for me, and in addition to that, it was also a day that created a paradigm shift in my life. And so I had already started putting natural hair on Metro Salon Pro newspaper, but Metro Salon Pro represents the cosmetology side of the business. And so that occurrence, that event that took place in the middle of the Allegheny Mountains put me on a different path, which was natural hair. When I started putting natural hair on the cover of Metro Salon Pro, the cosmetology community was like, I'm not doing that. Even though you have to understand that natural hair is a form of cosmetology. But many of the people who were doing relaxers and straighteners and things of that nature, you know, it's big business. It's big money, and it doesn't take as long. So, and it's a revenue that they can count on consistently. And so that is one of the major experiences that I had. After they stopped supporting Metro Salon newspaper, I decided to take the natural hair and focus in on it in a online magazine format called Hashtag Natural Hair Fest News Magazine online. And so that is how, that was my big aha moment as it relates to the transition from Metro Salon Pro to Natural Hair Fest.
Awesome. Wow. Now, how was that received, Mark? How was that newspaper received?
Metro Salon Pro was very well received in the DMV area. As a matter of fact, I'm bringing it back in 2023 because we also do the Metro Salon Pro Beauty and Barber Industry Expo.
Oh, wow. You know, it just reminds me, the last time I went out to Chicago, hair-related, years and years ago, I went to meet up with a magazine way back. I forget her name. I think her name was Terry. And she was on Salon Sense, if I recall.
Salon Sense. Yeah, we had Salon Sense
Chicago
magazine.
Right?
We also had the Proud Lady Beauty Show.
Yes,
we also had Chicago Salon Newspaper.
Don't bring back all these memories. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Indeed.
Listen,
yes,
indeed. I love these shows.
And Michael.
Mark, you got to. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to emphasize also, as you were speaking, at Natural Hair Fest, we also have a discussion called The Changing Roles of Natural Hair in Society. And in that discussion, we actually discuss, you know, I go around the room and I ask all of the attendees that are present at that time, what is your role in society?
And then a person will say, I'm an accountant.
Wow.
Another person will say, I'm an auditor. Another person will say, I'm a surgeon. Another person will say, I'm a bus driver. Another person will say, I'm a hairstylist. But what I wanted to bring to the light is that Michelle Obama has natural hair, and she was the first lady of the United States of America. Meghan Markle's mother has locks, and she was in the palace with natural hair. And so we have a wide variety of people in society with locks, with braids, with afros, with natural textured hair, with curly hair, that are playing significant roles in every aspect of our society. And so they also had approved the Crown Act law, which provides security against being discriminated against in the workplace for
and that has,
your hair.
Yeah, there are several states out there who are still pushing that forward. I love the work that they're doing through the Crown Act. It's a shame that we have to bring legislation so that our hair is not discriminated against. It's we've been talking about this, but we support the Crown Act.
Absolutely. So that now if someone discriminates against you and you can get legal representation and it's a fine of $100,000 for discriminating
against
the person.
But it is
as it relates to natural hair. Oh, and you want me to tell you something else? We also have the intracultural discrimination as it relates to natural hair, because oftentimes people who have been afflicted with something bad or being termed as being bad, they oftentimes turn that in on themselves. And so what you'll find is a mother that says she doesn't want her daughter to have locks. I had a mother in Charlotte who actually said that she kicked her daughter out because her daughter got locks without her permission. And she was in attendance at the event, and she needed a therapy. And when I say she needed a therapy, she needed to discuss it, because she came to the light of understanding how she hurt her daughter and how it was because she was afflicted with those same painful rules and regulations about hair and thinking that, her daughter's hair was looking nappy and all of these different things, the derogatory statements that people say about natural hair, which are out of ignorance and miseducation.
Exactly. We love this. We absolutely love it. This is the conversation that we want to have here on the show. This is why I created TAP, which is the Traction Alopecia Foundation, which is all about education in this process. So
beautiful.
We're going to talk more about that when you come back to our show. We're going to have you here on an often basis, because we want to make sure folks are reminded about this incredible event. Again, it's coming up on Sunday, November 27th of 2022, right here in Brooklyn, New York, downtown Brooklyn, which is easy to get to at the Sheraton. We love this, and we're just going to have a blast of a time. I will be there. I'm bringing my crew from the Hair Radio Morning Show, so you definitely want to come out and support. Mark, one more time, tell everybody the website and how to get tickets and all that great stuff.
Okay, our website is naturalhairfest.com. That's naturalhairfest.com. And you can reach our office direct via text or phone call at 240-646-4819. That's 240-646-4819.
Wow. Now, you know what? There is one thing, Mark. I have got to do this. I said, as soon as our show wraps, because I saw a picture of it, I have to watch the video. So I'm hoping it's on YouTube of you being on a TV show out on WGN9.
It's on Facebook.
Out in Chicago.
I sent you the direct link
video.
It's awesome. I really appreciated this opportunity to be featured on Daytime Chicago. Daytime Chicago reached out to me and they said, "Hey, Mark, we want to talk about the show and do a segment on our television station." And so I basically assembled a group of models. As it relates to the New York event, we are looking for models. So any models that are interested, they can also call 240-646-4819 to join in on the model search. And so we put together a wonderful televised presentation for Channel 9 in Chicago, and it was a great experience.
Wow.
And in that show, I actually trained models for almost a period of 25 years. And so one of my models, who was based in New York, she's actually presented in the presentation on Channel 9.
I can't wait to watch it. I really can't. So that's the first thing I'm checking off after we wrap today's live broadcast. We're going to have you back here quite regularly, Mark. We really will.
Yes, and I have one other thing that I wanted to say.
Sure.
Right now we're moving into the fall and the winter seasons. Protective styling is the main gist of the program during these times. And the reason being is because there are environmental factors, depending on where you live in the U.S., that impact the hair. Normally, if it's freezing cold, so forth and so on, that air takes the moisture from the hair. And then in addition to that, you have debris and environmental factors that also contribute to hair loss, split ends, and also hair breakage. And so protective styling is one of the ways that the natural hair community deals with being able to, one, grow hair, a hair growth initiative, and then two, to be able to protect the hair while we're going through these tough seasons.
Exactly. And you know our hair is all about moisture. Listen, we just love having you here. Just phenomenal.
Yes.
We're saluting everything that you're doing. Mark David Carter, great event, again, coming up, during the Thanksgiving time. So that Sunday, please get out there. Come to this event in Brooklyn, New York. It's downtown Brooklyn at the Sheraton, and we will all be there. And just great stuff. We're happy to have you. So, Mark, anybody
you
want to shout out to?
Much appreciation.
To say that one more time.
Oh, I said much appreciation. Did you ask me if I had anyone I wanted to shout out to?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, I have a fashion designer that's based in D.C., Atlanta, and Nigeria. His name is Jimmy King. He does wearable art. I want to give a shout out to Jimmy King, mentioning that because we are also looking for designers for the Afro International Fashion Show that is going to take place from 7 p.m. to midnight on Sunday, November 27th. I also want to give a shout out Tara Gregory, who recently received her certification as a trichologist. Trichology is where they study hair and scalp disorders. And
yeah,
she has
been on our show before. Yeah, she's great.
Yes. And guess what? She has beautiful line of Ayurvedic products called Ayur's Batch of Nature. And she will be present.
We love her.
At Natural Hair Fest.
Tara is one of my favorite folks out there. Nicole Marie, we remember we were just talking about Tara the other day.
Yes, we were. We
literally just mentioned her name within the last 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
So
beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That tells me you are plugged in, Mark.
it's really a blessing to have an individual or individuals who are willing to drive that 4 hours across that Pennsylvania Turnpike or the Jersey Turnpike to get to New York for the event. And all the bridges and everything, all the tolls, all the bridges.
I live here in Brooklyn. I'm going to say it's easy. So you guys come out and support, folks, okay? And if you know, and whatever we can do at Hair Radio, we're gonna make sure and get the folks in. So listen, we're going to get our outro on. We'll be back 6 in the morning tomorrow for another edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to get our outro started. Mark, great job. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You got it, guys. All right, here's our outro.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com.